Today, I want to take just a few minutes and reflect on the psalm, actually, which we hardly do. Always the focus is on the gospel and the first or the second reading. The psalm today says that, here I come, Lord, to do your will. And very often, I think we have heard, like in different reflections, in different homilies, that we need to be open to the will of God. We need to be receptive to what God is inviting us to. And sometimes when we talk about the will of God, we talk about it as if it's this mystery, something that sometimes is kind of complex, a little bit hard to comprehend. But the will of God is very simple to understand. The will of God is most often very clear to grasp within our lives. And one of the things that helped me a lot to kind of understand, you know, what is the will of God is a book that I read a few years ago by Matthew Kelly. And he was wondering in the same line, you know, what is the will of God? When you talk about the will of God, what are we talking about? And in very simple words, he said, when we are talking about the will of God, we are talking about God asking us to be the best versions of who we are. To be the best versions of who we are. That is the will of God. God does not force us to be something that He doesn't want us to be. To be something else who we are not, it's not us. He's asking us to be the best versions of who we are. And that is important because when we are the best versions of ourselves, that is the time that we truly reflect the face of God to others. That is the time that we truly be that presence of God in the lives of others. So every decision we make, every choice we make, it has to be in a manner that it helps us be the best versions of who we are. And in that book, he gave a very simple example that I think we can apply it in different kind of facets of our lives. He talked about, imagine someone coming from work. You get to your home. You are a little bit tired sometimes. Sometimes you're very tired. But once you get home, you have a lot of options, a lot of choices that you can make. Some of these choices, they help you to be the best version of what God wants you to be. Some of these choices, probably not. He talked about, imagine getting at home, tired. You have the option of picking up maybe a can or a bottle of beer, Spotted Cow, my favorite, sitting in front of the television, and spend maybe 2 or 3 hours there. That's an option that we have. The other option might be changing and maybe going out for a walk with someone that you're close to, or maybe just going alone for a walk, taking a stretch. That's a choice that you can make. And he asked, between these two choices, Which choice helps you to be the better version of what God wants you to be? Again, it's an option that we have to make. It's a choice that we have to make on a day-to-day basis, on each encounter, in each activity. But at the heart of the matter, my brothers and sisters, today is that God is inviting us. God is calling us always, each day that he has given us, to do his will. And his will is simple: being the best versions of ourselves. Being a version that always will transmit the presence of God to others.